Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the College2Pro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your co-host, Bo Mashanti. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us. Apple Music, Stitcher, Spotify, all opportunities to download and listen to these pods as we feature the 2024 draft class making their way towards that next level. One of the young men on the program today is Nick Torres, the standout, massive size offensive lineman from Villanova. And he's been working hard in Jersey at Test Football as he prepares for the next level. But Nick, with that said, fabulous career. You're training for the NFL draft. Did your career go by in a blink of an eye, or was it about time for you to leave Villanova and get this NFL thing going?
Yeah, my career at Villanova definitely did not fly by. I was there for 6 years, you know, redshirt season and then the COVID season. So I felt like I was there a long time. There was nothing left for me to do. I think I've accomplished everything I set out to accomplish there at Villanova. You know, not just football-wise, but education-wise. I just finished up my master's last semester, so that was another huge milestone for me.
Well, congratulations. So you leave with your master's. So, hey, that's probably a little bonus to stay in 6 years. That way you don't have to worry about this. If everything unfolds as you want it to, you know, getting your master's and playing in the National Football League might be a difficult task in, just in terms of time. So I guess let's kind of rewind this thing as we do on the program. Pop Warner, Pee Wee, were you the bigger, more athletic kid from a very young age, and was football your sport?
Yeah, no, for sure. I was definitely always the bigger kid. Football was not always my first sport. At first, I played a little bit of baseball, and then it was kind of just a little boring to me. So I was harping on my mom, hey, Mom, can I play football? No, it's not safe. It's not safe. And I think in fifth grade, one of my best friends at the time, he was like, yeah, there's a local league. I want to play. I'm like, awesome. Like, I'm going to play. Like, I'm going to make my mom have me play, you know? And I started there, and ever since then, I've kind of just been on the trajectory to where I am today.
That's awesome. And as I like to, as Coach Sean Devine says, your O-line coach, he taught you how to play in a vicious harmony. And how long did it take to grasp his system, and how influential has he been in your development as a player?
Well, Sean Devine is more than my coach. He's a big mentor to me. Someone who's been there through, you know, the ups and downs of my life, taught me a lot of, core values that I hold near and dear today. But yeah, vicious harmony is something that we've come up with over the years. And, you know, when you have a group of guys who've been together for long enough, offensive line is about playing vicious, you know, like the big blocks. We're constantly hitting every play, but at the same time, there's five guys doing the same thing to accomplish like the same mission, making it harmonious. So that's where that vicious harmony comes into play. And his system is perfect. I mean, he's very much a perfectionist. He's huge on technique. A lot of guys that you see come from Sean Devine, our technicians, and, you know, we take a lot of pride in our craft, and we approach every day with the same attitude, you know, get better every single day, don't waste the day, don't waste the rep. Yeah, that was kind of our motto there.
Yeah, and all conference, CAA, you know, Rojon Pringle, first team, Jalen Jackson, Connor, the quarterback, second team, one O-lineman. Nick, I mean, you guys kind of got shafted on the votes there. Were you kind of surprised that only one of you guys, in terms of just how successful that offense was?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. But, you know, there are the politics within the CAA, and after 6 years of being there and getting shafted a few times, trust me, I'm the first to be like, hey, you know, not everyone on the team is on there, but, you know, Not taking credit away from the guys who are on there, because they're absolutely incredible players, every single one of them. And honestly, I think they deserve to be first team guys. But yeah, like definitely there's a lot of guys on the team who deserve to be all conference. And, you know, it's unfortunate, but that just means there's more improvement and more growth in the future.
Fair enough. Once again, Nick Torres, the standout Villanova offensive lineman here on the C2P Talk of some NFL Draft, Apple Music, Stitcher, Spotify. Again, all opportunities to download and listen to these pods at your leisure. Nick, I ask this question of every guy that comes on the program. We throw you in the film room. You're with these scouts. They're breaking down the tape. What do you think they're going to love about you, Nick? What are those, I call them the hallmark home run abilities that when they watch that film, they're going to want to bring you aboard that 53-man roster?
Yeah, well, first, my ability to play multiple positions. Like, I have film at both tackles, guard. I've played center in the past, especially at my big stature, 6'6", like 3'10". I could play all positions. The tenacity on the field that I have, the knowledge of the game that I possess. I mean, I really have a lot of the intangibles, but, you know, the intangibles don't go all the way. Like, you have to have a lot of other things, good character. I was selected to be a captain of the 2023 team, so it shows that I'm a leader. I'm someone who, you know, people can lean on. Just my personality and who I am and what I want to do and my why is something that a lot of coaches love about me, because I have a relentless drive to succeed.
I love it. And you kind of touch base on what goes unnoticed, the high character, the team captain. Any other thing to add that these scouts won't see on tape? You could have been a film room junkie, a weight room warrior. Maybe some of the offensive schematics of the system didn't allow you to pull more or pass probe more. Anything to add to kind of help you fall in the good graces if they're listening?
I mean, regardless of what team I go to or get the opportunity to present my skills in front of, I'm one of the hardest workers, and you can ask any of my peers and my coaches and people who I've played with in the past. I mean, you say one thing about me, it's I'm a hard worker and I'm going to get the job done, and that's for sure.
Excellent. And in terms of those teams, have you been contacted by any teams in the National Football League?
Yeah, I was just contacted by the Chiefs, by the Colts, the Raiders, the Eagles, the Bills, the Browns, and yeah, that's it for now. Hopefully more to come.
I cover the Steelers. Did the Steelers show any interest?
The Steelers did come to Villanova, but I don't know if my name was thrown around there.
Okay. Fair enough. So, I mean, you just listed almost a dozen teams. I mean, does that put some pep in your step when you hang up or see an email, however it works, that there's an NFL logo on the other side asking about you and what you bring to the table?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's everyone's dream to go to the NFL, and now that the time is here and those dreams could come to reality, I mean, it's just something that it really keeps me going. Every time I get one of those texts or calls or emails, first thing I do is call my mom and just tell her, like, what's going on. And she's my number one fan. She's, oh, my God, I'm going to buy a hat from there. I'm like, man, just relax. Everything, you know, it's just a phone call.
Well,
yeah,
hey, man,
it's definitely motivation.
Phone call, but, I'm sure. And it's a priceless commodity to have those that interest in you. I'm curious. I mean, for a guy like yourself, you're at Villanova. You could have went there and it doesn't work out. You don't become a team captain. You're not at test right now training for the next level. You're not getting these text messages. When do you kind of get the realization that what you're doing on a Saturday can obviously potentially offer you a career on Sundays?
That's a great question. It's kind of just the hard work that I put in, and I've always believed in myself. But obviously going to Villanova, you have a lot of guys around you, making sure that you have a backup plan. So I've always had a plan B, but, I mean, for the longest time, my plan A has always been the NFL.
Hey, man, you're close. Now, we've been talking X's and O's in football the entire program. Outside the game of football, hobbies, interest, anything that might shock us that you do?
Nothing as a shock. I mean, I like to drive around sometimes and just listen to music. I love working out. I'm big in my staying healthy. I don't think I'm too interesting. I don't know.
Well, we'll find out, but hopefully you get a ton of listens, and hopefully our audience is enjoying finding out a little bit more about you as we approach this draft. Now, you said you're a test, you're training. You mentioned early in the program 6'6", 310. Do you want to kind of stay right around that weight, or do you want to kind of add a little bit or shed a little bit when you get ready for pro day and combine prep and all the things that are ahead of you?
Yeah, so I kind of want to stay in the range of 3.5 to 3.10, and just my goal here currently with our nutritionist, she wants me to just recomp, so lose body fat, gain muscle, stay the same weight, and just be in better shape, basically.
Yeah, definitely, and it won't be long. And the fun is I'll be seeing those test posts on Twitter or Instagram of the before and after how the body makeover and what they're able to do. So you know. So, hey, Nick, we're almost out of time. I'm so happy you took some time to join us. But before we let you go, we call it three and out. There are a few lighthearted off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
All right, let's do it.
Now, you said Kevin's down in Florida, but you got gear, and I know there's some other folks out there at test, but tomorrow when you go to the facility – you get to be the trainer. You get to work somebody. You get to put them through some hell. Who are you going to pick, and what are you going to make them do?
Like out of the staff?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to pick Coach Rich. He actually played in the NFL, played 12 years on the Giants, I believe. I'm just going to make him do some O-line drills. I want to see if he's still got it, still got the moves. You know, he preaches a lot about our hip mobility and all that stuff. So I want to see if he could still get down at 3-point stands and make it happen.
I love it. And you mentioned way back when you were a youngster, baseball was your sport. What position did you play, and who was that guy in the MLB that you wanted to be?
Oh, man. Well, when I was younger, I always loved Derek Jeter and David Wright. But I was never athletic enough to play first or third base, so I played outfield, center field.
I love it. And then the final one, it might seem strange sitting here on the 24th of January, but a few months away from that draft, it'll approach quickly. The weekend, the week, if you will, you're going to be with family and friends. You're going to be waiting to hear your name called or find out where you sign afterwards. With that said, who's the best cook in your family, Nick, and what would you like that person to have specifically made as you celebrate this next football journey?
Oh, man, my mom is definitely the best cook around, and she loves her Italian food on Sunday. You know, it's a big tradition for us. We'll eat dinner at 3 o'clock for the fellow Italians listening. Sunday, 3 o'clock dinner, meatballs, spaghetti, chicken parm, garlic bread, all of it. That's what I want.
Well, mom is on the clock for an Italian feast. And you, my friend, are on the clock for the 2024 NFL Draft. Nick, so appreciative of you joining us and our audience to share what you bring to the draft table. Tell everyone at Test that both said hello. And for you, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we appreciate you stopping by, my man.
Awesome. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem at all. Once again, that was Nick Torres, the standout Villanova offensive tackle guard, and played some center as well. Massive 6'6", 310, said he might get into that 305 range. But very, you know, if you follow Villanova football, you know that they have a very, very sound offensive line. And he mentioned Coach Devine and the development of these guys. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.